Our story begins at Chuck's apartment, where Chuck is sitting on the couch when Dara arrives home from school.
There you are.
I don't want to talk to you.
Well, I'm your father and you have to.
My father, Stacy's father, you seem to be everyone's father. You really got around, didn't you?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I told you before that I made a lot of mistakes when I was younger. I was careless and reckless, and I regret a lot of it. But I don't regret having you.
Just be honest with me, Chuck. How many more kids do you have out there somewhere?
So now it's Chuck again? I knew you'd be upset about this.
Of course I'm upset. You're telling me that Stacy is my sister. I hate that girl more than anyone else in the world.
Don't say that. I'm hoping now that this is out in the open, the two of you can start to get along.
Don't count on it.
I'll get it. Rosalind.
Chuck, why in the hell did you tell Stacy she was adopted? How dare you do that after swearing to me you wouldn't? Oh, hi. I didn't realize anyone else was home.
It's just me, Stacy's sister.
Dara, did you see Stacy today? I called one of her teachers at school and she said Stacy didn't come to class today, and I haven't seen her since last night.
She didn't stay at home last night?
I don't know. She went up to her room for bed, but then she wasn't there early this morning. I'm worried about her.
Dara, do you know any of Stacy's friends we could call to see if they've seen her?
Friends? Please. Ever since her other father was arrested, none of her snotty friends will have anything to do with her.
Damn it, Chuck. Why did you do this?
I'm sorry, Rosalind, but I felt I had no other choice.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Zoe is at the nurse's station talking with Michael and Wanda.
Anything new on Heidi? I know you were worried about her.
She's taking a few days off from Larissa's to try to relax and pull herself together.
Michael, I know you won't agree, but I'm sure working for Larissa Davies isn't helping her. That woman is an attempted murderess, you know.
Larissa did her time. She has a new life now.
From everything Heidi has told me, Larissa has been really good to her. But she's worried that the baby's father will take him away from her.
That girl has really gotten herself into a mess.
Hello there.
What's up, Channel 6?
I'm doing great, Nurse Grimm, and how are you today?
This is my fifth straight day at the hospital. I'm sure you can guess.
But you have tomorrow off, so be thankful.
And I hope you have tomorrow night off, too, because I do. And I want to take you out to dinner.
Oh, brother. They're about to get all sappy on us, Michael. Let's go grab some coffee.
Good idea.
So, what do you say? Hot date tomorrow night?
I guess that can be arranged.
At her apartment, Heidi is holding Carl while talking with Dirk.
You can't do this, Dirk.
I warned you, Heidi. The papers say it all. I'll see you in court.
Do you think that you're any kind of man to raise my son? Your father would just hire a nanny and you'll probably never see him.
Heidi, are you deaf or what? I wouldn't be pursuing this if I didn't want to be a part of Carl's life.
Oh, please, you much admitted it to me that your father was pressing you on this.
It doesn't matter what my father thinks. Carl is my son. And I will be part of his life. You can either make this easy or make it difficult, but in the end, you're only making things harder on yourself.
You think your money can buy you a son? Your name isn't even on his birth certificate. You meant absolutely nothing to Carl's life.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks to you. Look, I'm not going to stand here and argue with you in front of the baby. I'll see you in court. And if my father has his way, we'll get a court date scheduled very soon.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples.